This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you're new to the show, I read articles from rockstar real estate investors every single day. Because we know you don't always have time for long podcast episodes or audiobooks.
We know you've heard it before. Cash flow is getting very hard to find. There's always long distance investing, but you may be thinking, I don't have a team, enough experience, or the market knowledge to get in. That's where you're wrong. And that's also where Rent to Retirement comes in. Rent to Retirement offers fully turnkey properties that are newly built or renovated, leased and managed, allowing you to invest out of state with confidence. They've got single family, multifamily, new build, and syndication opportunities across multiple markets. They even have BRRRR deals with immediate equity. Rent to Retirement helps investors learn how to build a bulletproof business plan with the best investment and tax strategies around to help you reach financial freedom through real estate. There's no excuse not to get started in real estate investing when you have the right team and systems already in place. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com.
Or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. What are rent-to-own homes? By Samantha Horilak. All right, real estate investors have a ton of opportunities to invest in real estate and potentially earn a profit, but sometimes you kind of want that guarantee that you'll be able to sell the home and have an exit strategy, you know? While there are a very few number of guarantees in real estate, a rent-to-own contract might be just what you need. So what is this rent-to-own thing, and how does it all work? A rent-to-own home is a home renter's lease with the option to purchase it after a specified period. The own part of the contract usually has like a 2-to-4-year timeline, and the lease part typically requires higher rent than the market rental rate. The extra portion of the rent goes to the buyer's down payment if they purchase the home. Here are some types of rent-to-own contracts to explore. Two types, actually. Lease option contracts and lease purchase contracts. The main difference is in the wording and requirements each contains. Let's take a look at lease option. All right, so a lease option contract gives the renter the option to purchase the property at the end of the lease, but they aren't contractually obligated to do so. In exchange for the guarantee to buy the property, renters usually pay an option fee of 2 to 7% of the agreed upon sales price. They also pay a higher monthly rental rate, or rental premium, which goes towards the down payment if they purchase the property. If the renter chooses not to exercise the option to purchase the home, they forfeit the option fee and rent premium they already paid. Yikes. Now, lease purchase contracts, kind of similar to lease option contracts, but with more legal footing. Renters are obligated to purchase the property when the lease expires. The contract gives the renter exclusive rights to purchase the property at the end of the term. And in a lease option contract, renters pay a rent premium that goes toward the down payment when they do purchase the home. If the renter doesn't follow through on the contract, you go ahead and keep the rent premium and have the right to sue them for breach of contract. All right, now let's take a look at how this whole thing works. Rent-to-own homes give renters more time to save for a down payment and get financing without risking losing the home they want to purchase. Whether you choose a lease option or lease purchase contract, you typically agree on a sales price with the renter before you even sign the agreement. Most homeowners use a sales price higher than the current market value. Instead, they base the sales price on the future value using past appreciation for the area. So this ensures they get at least the current market value when the lease expires and the renter purchases the property. Throughout the lease term, renters pay a higher than market rent called rent premium. The market rent is for the landlord to cover the property's cost. The rent premium goes toward the down payment for the renter to use when purchasing the property. If you enter a lease option contract, the option fee and rent premium go into an escrow account until the contract has been settled and the house is sold. At the end of the contract, the renter buyer is responsible for having mortgage financing and purchasing the home. If they can't follow through on the agreement, the landlord typically keeps the rent premium and option fee, if applicable. Pros and cons of rent-to-own homes. As you can imagine, rent-to-own homes have pros and cons for buyers and sellers. So here's what to consider. Here are some advantages for buyers. Buyers benefit greatly from rent-to-own contracts. Here are some of the top advantages. More time to save a down payment. Lease purchase contracts allow renters more time to come up with a down payment by paying a rent premium monthly. This allows them to reserve the home they want, but take 2 to 4 years to come up with the down payment and purchase it. Time to improve credit. Renters who use the rent-to-own option reserve the home they want before they have the credit to qualify for mortgage financing. During the rental period, they can work on their credit to increase their chances of approval and better terms in the future. Predictable payments, too. Rent-to-own agreements are typically longer than an annual lease. This gives renters more predictability and allows them to consistently save for the down payment. Some disadvantages for buyers. Like any real estate transaction, there are some downsides, too, for this, such as higher rent. Yeah, we talked about it. Buyers pay higher rent than the market average to save for the down payment. While this is a great way to save to buy a house, it does require a higher monthly payment, which can be kind of hard for some buyers. The option fee is like a down payment. So buyers who want a lease option contract must pay an option fee that can be as high as 7% of the sales price. This is almost the equivalent of a down payment, and it's non-refundable if they can't meet the contract requirements. Prices can decrease too. There's no guarantee home prices will remain the same or increase. Since you'll typically agree on the sales price before signing the contract, buyers could be in a contract for a price higher than the current market value when it's time to purchase the home. Here are some advantages for sellers with this. Sellers can benefit from rent-to-own contracts in a whole bunch of ways, including depreciation protection. Since real estate investors do set the sales price for the home at the onset of the contract, they can protect themselves from future depreciation. Let's just say, For example, if the contract is for $250,000, but the market price drops to $240,000, the renter is still under contract to purchase for $250,000. Guaranteed income. Real estate investors have a guarantee to earn income, even if the renter doesn't purchase the property. Sellers keep the rent premiums and even the option fee, if applicable, even if the renter doesn't follow through with the contract. There's less tenant turnover, too. Since rent-to-own contracts are longer term, real estate investors don't have to deal with finding new tenants all the time. This decreases the risk of losing money through vacancy. Renters have a vested interest. So there's a lower risk of damage to the property or excessive maintenance requirements because renters have a high likelihood of owning the home. This may keep your costs of ownership down, too. Some disadvantages. To understand if it's worth it or not, it's important to consider the downsides of these rent-to-own contracts, such as locked-in rent prices. Yeah, real estate investors risk losing some money, too, if the market rent increases significantly. Since you set the rent at the onset of the contract, you're not going to be able to increase rent at all, even if the market rent goes up. Lack of use of equity. You might be unable to use the property's equity for other real estate investments if there's a rent-to-own contract on it. Most banks don't lend money on the home's equity when there is a high chance the owner won't even own it in the next year or two. And there are some legal complications. A rent-to-own contract is much more legally complicated than a traditional purchase contract. You'll need the support of a reputable real estate attorney to handle the transaction. And some final thoughts. All right, understanding what rent-to-own homes are and how they work is essential for real estate investors. You might even consider it your exit strategy, or you might want to use it to help potential home buyers in the area. As with any real estate investing strategy, though, go ahead and weigh the pros and cons and consider how it will affect your overall investment to increase your chances of earning a profit. That's this Tuesday's show. If you're just getting started with real estate investing and you're ready to jump in on the action, oh yeah, then the Real Estate Rookie Podcast might be for you. Join Ashley Kerr and Tony Robinson for weekly episodes that train rookies just like you. From deal analysis to choosing an investing strategy, these are the experts you want to learn from. Head over to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast thingies to find the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Rookie Show. You can also head to biggerpockets.com/podcasts. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and I'll be back tomorrow. No, really, if I'm not back tomorrow, something's seriously wrong.